minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. It is Monday afternoon. How we doing out there? Northern Colorado, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, Eaton, Kersey, Ault. I'm saying small towns. Other places, Windsor. How we doing out there today? First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. And preseason game one is in the books. The Broncos win 33-6 against Minnesota's JV team. I don't know how many of the starters were actually there playing for the Vikings. But I got to tell you this, if you're doing Vikings radio this morning, or you're listening to Vikings radio this morning, here's the talk. Starters better not get injured ever, because if this was a bunch of second stringers and third stringers in the mix, then yeah, that's going to be rough. They looked awful. Broncos looked perfect. And really, some are saying no separation still in the quarterback battle. We're going to get into all that. Zach Stevens will join me at 12:15 today. At 1 o'clock, as we switch gears, this all football season, I think we're the only show in America right now. Maybe not now, because it's, you know, but one of them that actually gets a Division I college football player in studio for his own show for one full hour to discuss insight into what's going on with Colorado State, but other things too. Ellison Hubbard, great guy. The Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, starts at 1 o'clock. So we'll get into all things Rams. They had a scrimmage over the weekend. So excited about that. Going to get into the Mountain West Mountain with him as well. Just kind of look around. But today's going to be a lot of football, Colfax. I mean, rightfully so. You had the first real week of preseason football. Of course, you had the Hall of Fame game 2 weeks ago. But this was the opportunity to see really a bunch of quarterbacks. That's what everybody wants to see. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. You saw Mac Jones on Thursday. It was exciting. I got to say, this is probably the most exciting preseason opening week that I've ever witnessed, just because of all these quarterbacks doing great things. But the task at hand, Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater. If Drew Lock can make plays like this to KJ Hamler, then, I mean, game over. Let's go with Drew.
Put up aggressively.
Uh-oh. KJ Hamler, center of the field, got behind Dantzler, who ain't running right. 80-yard touchdown. Lock. Hamler.
Was that? I think that was Minnesota's radio people. They were so, Oh, boy. So, Drew Lock, 5 for 7. 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was impressive. The only flaw he had was on that first possession. Tries to throw a slant route to Jerry Jeudy in the end zone. And one could argue that was defensive pass interference. But it wasn't really a bad throw. He gave Jeudy kind of a shot for it. It was one of those plays where you go, was that a bad throw? Or is that just really great defense? And I'll give Minnesota that. On that play, that was pretty good defense. Other than that, Locke was, dare I say, flawless. His rating was 153. So he goes out later in the second, and you're thinking, oh, man, Drew's going to run away. We're going to start to see some separation here. Not so fast. All the pressure switches over to Teddy Bridgewater, and Teddy makes a nice little throw in the end zone.
Teddy out of the shotgun, 2 receivers right, 1 left, 3rd and goal from the 4. Fade back right of the end zone. Touchdown, Denver Broncos. Couple of TD receptions for Trinity Benson.
Trinity Benson, that's another big name, too, that lit it up over the weekend. Teddy had a rushing touchdown before that, and it was called back because of a penalty. But I like what he said in the post game. He said, hey, I remember playing against Von Miller. I put the same kind of weird spin move with an offensive lineman in front of me, kind of one of those weird jerky moves. And it didn't work. Vaughn took me down fast. He's like, it worked that time. But unfortunately, there was a penalty. Bridgewater finished the day 7 of 8, 74 yards and a touchdown. His rating was 144.8. I mean, Vic Fangio, I'll give him this. As much crap as we've given him about the offensive side of the ball, he said this thing was 50-50. And through a month of training camp, he hasn't budged on that. He keeps saying it. No, there's no separation. There was no, I mean, there was a little separation, I thought. I definitely think Drew Lock won the day. There's no doubt in my mind, Lock won the day. He was poised, and again, he's going up against a better, now I know it's more second mixed with first stringers on Minnesota's defense, but technically he's going against the better string. Teddy was all right. I thought one of his throws, he hit, who did he hit below? Was it when he hit, was it Saubert? The tight end, Saubert? He hit him underneath on a play action. He had, well, I don't remember if it was KJ Hamler or Trinity Benson over the top. They're running the same route. It's one of those where they're in the same line, but the wide receiver breaks off at the top, over the first down line and goes deeper on his in route. And so he had a 30-yard pass. He settled for the 5-yard pass that turned into a 20-yard gain. That's Bridgewater. That's what Locke failed to do last year, right? He didn't settle for those. He went deep. It all works if you can run the football. I mean, I tweeted this, and I'm not even getting excited. Colfax, Javonte Williams, the rookie running back, if he can run like that, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. I tweeted that all day, by the way. I said, if this defense can play like that, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. If you can run the ball that well, it doesn't matter. If you can return kicks like they did in that second half, it doesn't matter. And then I finally tweeted, if Drew Lock can throw touchdown passes like that, it doesn't matter who your quarterback. Wait a second. Okay, I got a little crazy with that. Bottom line, take this from what you will with a crappy Minnesota reserves mixed with starting lineup group. Quarterback play was okay. I mean, it was actually amazing if you want to go that far. Because if you, Brett Rippon, I mean, yeah, poor guy, yeah, didn't look good. 2 of 7, 24 yards, but take that out, and 14 of 22, 249 yards, 3 touchdowns. The rating overall between 3 quarterbacks, and again, remove Brett Rippon's 41, it was still 141.9 rating. Again, how they figure out the ratings, I don't know. You get into the 140s, you're doing pretty well. So you got to be pumped about that. It's going to be Drew, but the positive is when Drew goes, if Drew goes down or if he struggles, Teddy's going to come in. I was pleasantly surprised by Drew Lock's poise. He had one play where he looked like he was going to get sacked. He sat in the pocket, found a guy. He didn't roll to the right. That was something I don't even think the broadcasters were paying much attention to. I didn't see it in the Twitterverse. Drew Lock, time and time again, snapped the ball, looked for his first progression, wasn't there, I'm rolling right. And you started to see that on film, and so what teams would do is say, hey, take away his first option if we can figure what that is, and he's going to roll right, so be prepared on the left side of that defense. He didn't do any of that. The only time he actually rolled, he looked through 3 progressions and then ran for a nice little 8-yard gain. So you got to look at this and say, Drew, okay, 6-yard gain. That was pretty good. So, all right, 14 after the hour. Let's jump into the good, the bad, the ugly before we take a break. Good, bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. I mean, the good is we already played it. But KJ Hamler, he looks good, man. And they did the reverse, but that play was wicked.
Put up defensively.
Uh-oh. KJ Hamler, center of the field, got behind Dantzler, who ain't running right. 80-yard touchdown. Lock Hamler.
I mean, I know Jerry Jeudy's been the talk of training camp, but KJ Hamler was the talk as far as the wide receivers are concerned of Saturday's game. The bad? Well, it's not really bad if you like watching exciting young quarterbacks. It's bad for Broncos fans. Justin Fields, he looked pretty good, didn't he?
Flag is thrown. Fields avoiding the pressure. Take it off.
Right here.
Right on cue. Justin Fields to the end zone. We'll check the flag.
142 yards, 1 touchdown, 33 rushing yards, and a rushing touchdown. Ooh, that goes to our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. It's prediction game, folks. Who's going to have the better career? Patrick Sertan or Justin Fields? Brady, that's an impossible thing to answer, only one preseason game in. Okay, then answer it when their careers are all over. What? Then of course you can answer that question. It's the prediction game. Come on, where are your stones? The ugly. The Rockies. I mean, it's bad. It's just bad. They got to 10, and it's going to fizzle. I'm still just rooting for the 65 mark. That's where I am at this point. That's the good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. We're going to take a short break. Noob says, I love listening to other sports talk stations and how they're backtracking on their lock takes. That's why, I mean, listen, I, in the middle of the season last year, said, hey, I don't think Locke's the franchise guy for this team. And you can still say that while also saying, I think Drew Locke's going to beat out Teddy Bridgewater. And I think that Patrick Surtain was the right pick. Pick six, by the way. He was sensational. Eastside Chris, Brady, book your tickets to the Broncos Super Bowl now. That was an awesome performance Saturday. Can Surtain be the Kelce and Walter shutdown guy? Maybe Rocky should go with a first-time starting pitcher tonight and get a no-hitter against San Diego. Yeah, we're talking football today. You had it half right, Eastside Chris. And guess what, Colfax? We got Zach Stevens coming up next. I'm getting on your little train. The Broncos are going to the playoffs this year. Absolutely is happening. We'll be right back.
Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-five minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Thanks to Rev Chiropractic. I just went in there today, and man, people are getting the word about Rev. It was packed in there. There were people ready to go. I've seen people anywhere from my age to younger to kids that kind of look like they're perhaps athletes looking to get better to middle-aged to a little bit beyond middle-aged. We come in with a limp, they leave with some kind of a spark in their eye, man. You see that there's progress there. That's Rev Chiropractic, Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada. They're located in Greeley off of 35th Avenue near Home Depot. It's in that same parking lot. And I've been going there since January. And, man, I kind of went in with a little crick. You know, the older you get, you sleep wrong. You know, they're like, hey, get 8 hours of sleep. And then you get 8 hours of sleep. And then apparently you did that wrong, though, because you slept wrong. So you go in, not feeling too whippy. I pop out of there. I'm in there for 5 minutes, man. I go in. Dr. Tyler Terry, we're at that point now where he knows what I need. He knows what my back's doing. So he hits the trigger spots. I walk out. I'm feeling upright, making it to my car. So I'm pumped. I'm going to go as long as I need because I know, you know, just like anything, it can go out of whack eventually. It's just like exercise. If you stop exercising, you're not going to be in shape anymore. So I do appreciate the great work that the excellent folks over at Rev Chiropractic do. You know, like I said, it's packed, but they get through it while being thorough, if that makes sense. They find that perfect balance. I don't know how they do it. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Weld County Swami says, talking about Drew Locke, it's the consistency, though, too. When he first came in, he looked great. But then he was the guy. When he was the guy, he couldn't do it. Yes, but we still have to try to look at this and say Drew Locke was extremely young. You know, in those five first games of his career, let's face it, not a lot to play for, not a lot of pressure, season's lost, and you have literally nowhere to go but up. So he found ways to make some things happen. And again, it was against teams that maybe weren't the greatest in the world. But you do look at the next season. All right, new offensive coordinator. No real offseason that we've seen in the past. And apparently that's been a big deal for Drew. Look how much better he looked just in that game and his poise and his demeanor. I know it's one quarter and a half, but you still saw something. It's like I said, you can't, if they light it up, which they both did, it's hard to walk away and go, well, there you go. They're both amazing. But if they both were bad or average, the headlines would have been awful today, right? Oh, the Broncos have no prayer. They can't even complete a pass against Minnesota in a preseason game. Instead, it was perfect. It was literally perfect at least for Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. I think Vic Fangio, I know he's trying to save his job, but if George Payton and Vic are truly on the same side, Zach just told us, Drew's probably winning the job, according to us, but not according to Vic. And if you're George Payton, you're the GM. What's more important, your job as GM or Vic's job as head coach? You're going to come in and say, this is the right move for the future of the franchise. We want to get Drew in there. He won the job. We want to see if he's the franchise guy, because then I can waste another draft pick on a defensive guy next year, and you could really have a good defense. But Vic's going to go with the safe option so he can win games, you know, field goals, a couple of touch, maybe two touchdowns a game, maybe a field goal or two, but he relies on his defense to do what they did in 2015. That's his ideal world. So I think at some point, George Payton, if that's really the case, doesn't George Payton have to come in and say, hey, if it's 50-50, we need to go with the younger guy that has a higher ceiling? We know what Teddy's going to do. This is who he is. He's Steady Teddy, man. I mean, he's going to be an average quarterback. Drew could potentially be really good. He could potentially be really bad. But the point is, he has a higher ceiling. And I think if it's 50-50 or even close, you got to go Drew. And if Vic goes with Teddy, then obviously it's short-sighted. And you know why, because he's out for his own job. But does George Payton, as GM, say, hey, if it's that close, as an organization, we need to go with a guy like that? Or you have the belief that GMs shouldn't dabble when it comes to on the field. You know, I get the guys, I give you the groceries and all that stuff. You got to make it, you use your own ingredients. Because I'm torn there. But if it's something that's truly 50-50 when we walk away, I think you have to go to Vic and say, dude, you go with the younger option that has the higher ceiling. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the first hour. We are switching gears at 1 o'clock, Rams fans. All things Ellison Hubbard, the Ellison Hubbard Show, starting just a few minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. We'll be excited to talk to Ellison. They had a big scrimmage on Saturday. What did that look like for Colorado State? When do we start putting in the game plan for South Dakota State? It's not that far away, folks. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
It's Greeley West Day and 13 days, 13 teams. Presented by Bagley Family Dental. Tonight at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gail. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Thanks to Rev Chiropractic. I just went in there today, and man, people are getting the word about Rev. It was packed in there. There were people ready to go. I've seen people anywhere from my age to younger to kids that kind of look like they're perhaps athletes looking to get better to middle-aged to a little bit beyond middle-aged. We come in with a limp, they leave with some kind of a spark in their eye, man. You see that there's progress there. That's Rev Chiropractic, Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada. They're located in Greeley off of 35th Avenue near Home Depot. It's in that same parking lot. And I've been going there since January. And, man, I kind of went in with a little crick. You know, the older you get, you sleep wrong. You know, they're like, hey, get 8 hours of sleep. And then you get 8 hours of sleep. And then apparently you did that wrong, though, because you slept wrong. So you go in, not feeling too whippy. I pop out of there. I'm in there for 5 minutes, man. I go in. Dr. Tyler Terry, we're at that point now where he knows what I need. He knows what my back's doing. So he hits the trigger spots. I walk out. I'm feeling upright, making it to my car. So I'm pumped. I'm going to go as long as I need, because I know, you know, just like anything, it can go out of whack eventually. It's just like exercise. If you stop exercising, you're not going to be in shape anymore. So I do appreciate the great work that the excellent folks over at Rev Chiropractic do. You know, like I said, it's packed, but they get through it while being thorough, if that makes sense. They find that perfect balance. I don't know how they do it. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Weld County Swami says, talking about Drew Lock, it's the consistency, though, too. When he first came in, he looked great. But then he was the guy. When he was the guy, he couldn't do it. Yes, but we still have to try to look at this and say Drew Lock was extremely young. You know, in those five first games of his career, let's face it, not a lot to play for, not a lot of pressure, season's lost, and you have literally nowhere to go but up. So he found ways to make some things happen. And again, it was against teams that maybe weren't the greatest in the world. But you do look at the next season, all right, new offensive coordinator, no real offseason that we've seen in the past, and apparently that's been a big deal for Drew. Look how much better he looked just in that game and his poise and his demeanor. I know it's one quarter and a half, but you still saw something. It's like I said, you can't, if they light it up, which they both did, it's hard to walk away and go, well, there you go, they're both amazing. But if they both were bad or average, the headlines would have been awful today, right? Oh, the Broncos have no prayer. They can't even complete a pass against Minnesota in a preseason game. Instead, it was perfect. It was literally perfect, at least for Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. I think Vic Fangio, I know he's trying to save his job, but if George Payton and Vic are truly on the same side, Zach just told us, Drew's probably winning the job, according to us, but not according to Vic. And if you're George Payton, you're the GM. What's more important, your job as GM or Vic's job as head coach? You're going to come in and say, this is the right move for the future of the franchise. We want to get Drew in there. He won the job. We want to see if he's the franchise guy, because then I can waste another draft pick on a defensive guy next year, and you could really have a good defense. But Vic's going to go with the safe option so he can win games, you know, field goals, a couple of touch, maybe two touchdowns a game, maybe a field goal or two, but he relies on his defense to do what they did in 2015. That's his ideal world. So I think at some point, George Payton, if that's the case, if that's really the case, doesn't George Payton have to come in and say, hey, if it's 50-50, we need to go with the younger guy that has a higher ceiling. We know what Teddy's going to do. This is who he is. He's steady Teddy, man. I mean, he's going to be an average quarterback. Drew could potentially be really good. He could potentially be really bad. But the point is, he has a higher ceiling. And I think if it's 50-50 or even close, you got to go Drew. And if Vic goes with Teddy, then obviously it's short-sighted. And you know why, because he's out for his own job. But does George Payton, as GM, say, hey, if it's that close, as an organization, we need to go with a guy like that? Or are you of the belief that GMs shouldn't dabble when it comes to on the field? You know, I get the guys, I give you the groceries and all that stuff. You gotta make it, you use your own ingredients. Because I'm torn there. But if it's something that's truly 50-50 when we walk away, I think you have to go to Vic and say, dude, you go with the younger option that has the higher ceiling. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the first hour. We are switching gears at 1 o'clock, Rams fans. All things Ellison Hubbard. The Ellison Hubbard Show starting just a few minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. We'll be excited to talk to Ellison. They had a big scrimmage on Saturday. What did that look like for Colorado State? When do we start putting in the game plan for South Dakota State? It's not that far away, folks. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's Greeley West Day and 13 Days, 13 Teams, presented by Bagley Family Dental. Tonight at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could get us here. I'm trying to confirm a few things. Well, we got a text from someone who said JT Shrout is out for CU. Yeah, we did see that. Brian Howell confirms that JT Shrout, quarterback that was in the competition for the Buffs with Brendan Lewis, has a significant knee injury and will miss an extended period of time. He was injured during Saturday's scrimmage. Again, according to Brian Howell of the CU Buff Zone, the way the depth chart looks right now then is Brendan Lewis, to start, more than likely, the freshman. Drew Carter, a true freshman behind him, and then Jordan Wolverton, another true freshman walk-on. And this is the risk that, of course, losing to Sam Noyer, and teams want to hang on to guys like that, and that's where you go, oh, that's the bummer of the transfer portal for the Buffs, but better for the player overall. So it looks like it's going to be Brendan Lewis for the Colorado Buffaloes. All right, I couldn't say that in the second hour, so I had to get that out, Colfax. Otherwise, Ellison might hurt me of some kind. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Who's going to have the better career? Prediction time. Patrick Surtain or Justin Fields? Let's face it. Surtain has to be Champ Bailey, and for Justin Fields, he has to be more like a kind of an average type guy. Jay Cutler, maybe. Champ Bailey or Jay Cutler? I think you'd say Champ Bailey, who's a Hall of Famer. All right, Ellison Hubbard Show is coming up next, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.